Tennessee labor leaders banded together yesterday to announce their official support of the transit plan ahead of the May 1st referendum. They claim the multi-billion dollar proposal will create jobs, encourage better employee reliability, and decrease worker turnover. WPLN's Sarah Ernst reports.
Local labor officials gathered in downtown Nashville expressing their excitement on how the transit plan will help the city.
Good transit not only helps to maintain and create jobs, but it moves people.
Vonna McDaniel believes this plan will benefit low-wage workers, many of whom are union members. She's president of the Central Labor Council of Nashville and Middle Tennessee, a coalition of labor groups. But Nashville is in the middle of an affordable housing crunch, and many worry it could only further the problem by increasing property values and potentially outpricing residents. Even McDaniel shares this concern.
I think that is the challenge in moving a project of this scope, to make sure that folks that make this community what it is continue to have a place to live.
McDaniel says part of the council's support will be advocating for affordable housing and making sure members of its own union aren't displaced. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Sarah Ernst.